All right, we are going to go ahead and get started here. And I want to thank you all again for coming to the Chamber of Commerce banquet. We appreciate your attendance and joining us this evening to honor these fine ladies and gentlemen. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our MC this evening, Dr. Hossbach.
All righty, everyone. Well, welcome to the 2020 version of our Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame banquet, and welcome to spring. Wasn't that a yoo-hoo? Wasn't that very nice? All righty. Well, certainly we want to start with some thank yous to our banquet sponsors, without whom this would not be possible. Our main banquet sponsor, Second National Bank. Program sponsor, yay! Thank you, Second National. Our program sponsor for recovery in... Full Recovery Insurance Agency. Our reception sponsor, the Wayne Street Market. Dessert sponsor, always a favorite, Tin Cupboard. Our beverage sponsor, Casey's General Store. And our table sponsors, Amy Wendell Family Health, Beautiful You Boutique, Brockman Beckman Funeral Home, Cheeseman Trucking, Forget Me Not Florist, Kalp Pharmacy, Mercer Health, Mercer Savings Bank, Sunshine Boutique, Wangler Hardware, and the Wendell Poultry Service. Yeah, sorry I made the jet lag comment. I just got back from Australia, which was just fantastic. Things were a little bit nervous in the airports, obviously, with all the coronavirus talk, and you see your hand sanitizer back there. What I did find is if you're in an airplane and you cough, you know, everyone just, you know, and they look at you, and you're like, no, it's the peanuts. It's just the peanuts. All calm. It's just the peanuts. But Australia is fantastic, but I'm going to give you guys a tip. Do not eat the Vegemite. Yeah, if any of you have, it's, you know, it should be good. It's in a song, you know, they make a sandwich, it should be good. But think of like a piece of celery that you lit on fire and dipped in salt. I mean, it's just terrible. Yeah, and my daughter and I mean, it's just like that Raccoon Geico commercial. You're like, this is terrible tasting. Yeah. No, I don't want to taste it. Go on, taste it, you know? And it's like, And I thought it'd be better warmed up, so I put a little on a bagel, and it's even worse. I'm like a little kid. Get it off my tongue. Get it off my tongue. So avoid the Vegemite. Just personal experience there. All right. Well, thanks for laughing at that. And hey, speaking of laughing, we've got some dignitaries we want to introduce tonight. We have Rick Mullenkamp, our commissioner is Rick Mullenkamp. We have Jerry Laffin. And Jerry says to me, Doc, your jokes are getting a little old. And I said, thanks for remembering them, Jerry. No, Jerry's been 10 terms for Jerry, so he must be doing something right. And then, And then our other commissioner is Greg Holman. We have Mayor Kalp. Yay! And I'm not sure here, but from Representative Warren Davidson's office was Ben Taylor. I don't know, they think he was going to come, maybe not. Okay, good. I didn't know what to say, whether it was, you know, representative for representative, or what his title, because that'd be a lot on a business card when you think they're a little there. I'm representative for representative. All righty. And so next, speaking of Mayor Kalp, why don't you kind of start moseying on up here, because he's going to present the Mayor's Outstanding Community Service Award.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Well, kudos to the meal, huh? That's awesome. The strawberry rhubarb pie, fantastic, by the way. It's always a pleasure to get up here and talk a little bit in front of everybody and you know, award some of these people some awesome stuff because they have worked so hard on these things. And, you know, I think about things to say, think about things I want to talk about, but most of it kind of goes right through. But, this is my fifth year as the mayor here in town. And I get more comfortable, really, all the time with it. But It's actually been, it's been great. I've enjoyed it, and I look forward to the challenge here of the next 4 years. And I want to thank everybody that went out and voted for me last November. That was awesome. Greatly appreciated. I'll certainly do the best I can for our town. And I want to talk a little bit tonight, and I usually don't do this, I want to talk a little bit about, I guess, our council members and our village employees, and I'm not sure if tonight's the night, but I don't get many opportunities to bring them up. So Al Post is our president of our council, okay? He's been on there for 21 years, maybe, Randy? He's the president. We also have Scott Pearson. We have Greg Schmitz. Luke Kanapke is our newest member. We have Cliff Wendell and Eric Feely. And those guys, you know, don't get enough thank yous. And I just want to, you know, let everybody know that they make the decisions in our town based off of the best information that we can give them. So, you know, I was on council for a while. I enjoyed the heck out of that. But the reality of it is, being the mayor, you don't make those decisions, right? And these guys got to make the decisions, and they do a really a heck of a job. And I just want to give a shout out to those guys for being on the council. You know, next I want to thank our village administrator, Randy. And I think, Randy, you are on, is it year 30? 26. So, you know, he takes care of the day-to-day operations, and he's done an outstanding job, and we can't thank him enough. In our office, we have, you know, Roberta Stogler and Amanda Wyrick, and they handle the office, along with Kate Webker, does our grants writing, and without all them guys working together, we wouldn't have what we have today here in Fort Recovery. We also have a great police department, and that's headed up by Chief Laux. And then his guys on his staff, we got Brandon, who's been with us here for several years, doing an awesome job. And we have a new guy, and I'm sure you guys have seen him. We got Alex Shane as a local guy here, grew up in town. And we had the opportunity to hire this guy. And, you know, yeah, I may have caught some flack over this, but I felt like we had to take the advantage of the opportunity to get this young guy to be here with us. And to have a homegrown guy to be our officer, I think, is a great deal. And I think he will help us for a long time with our staff. So kudos to the chief and his staff. They're doing an awesome job. We also have Bill Westcurtis, who works part-time. He can come in and help, you know, on the tractor pulls, jubilees, things like that. And he's been an asset also. We have Jerry Guckenbeller and Paul Rohr basically working on the streets, as they have for years. And then we have Ryan Tinn and Mitch Luthald in the water plant, doing an awesome job for us too. So, you know, like I said, I never really brought this up too much, but I just want to say thank you to these guys and give them a round of applause for doing a good job. There is one more guy I'd like to give a shout out to, and that is Jerry Laffin. And many of you probably don't remember, but in 89, my dad retired as the dog warden on June the 2nd, 1989. On June the 3rd, there was a new dog warden in the county, and it was me. And it just so happened, I got married June 3rd, 1989. So my first week of work, I was on vacation. Thank you for that, my friend. But I did it for 4.5 years, and I got to the point where I was trying to run a business, be the dog warden, couldn't pull that all off. So I decided that I had to give that up, and I went in and I talked to Jerry, and I said, Jerry, I said, I gotta move on here. I can't give it everything I got, and it deserves a better person. So at that time, I had like $3,000. In this public employee retirement system. And like, man, $3,000, I just got married, you know, I'm thinking, I could probably use that money. Jerry said, you don't want that money, Dave. Just let it in there. He said, just let it in there. He said, you never know. You may work for the township. You may work for a community. You may work for recovery someday. You may be the mayor. I looked at him. We both laughed. I'll be damned, Jerry. Here I am. So thank you, Jerry, and for all your years. That's, I think I read 43 years you're on working for the county.
40 years.
That is absolutely great, Jerry. Thank you very much. All right. So tonight, we get to honor some of our hometown citizens and businesses. And first of all, I want to congratulate Greg Lefevre. He's going to be named our Citizen of the Year this year, and it's a very well-deserved award. You know, obviously, he's been involved in some industrial growth here in Fort Recovery. His family is obviously involved in our agricultural growth here in Fort Recovery, and his dedication and stuff to our school systems is awesome. And he's a hell of a good guy, and it's a much deserved award. And I know he's got a lot in the tank left for many years to come. Also, I want to thank Joe Fowler entering into the Hall of Fame. He's worn numerous hats also over his tenure here in the fort, and I understand he may be moving out of town here one of these days, and we're certainly going to miss him. But he has all the credentials you need to be on the Hall of Fame. He's a first-time ballot winner here. So congratulations to Joe. Also, the business of the year is the Fort Recovery Lumberyard, and as you know, I've been in construction for a long time. I've been working with them for over 35 years, and it's been a pleasure the whole time. So congratulations to Chris and Brian. All right, still babbling on up here, but it's time to get to my my award, and it's a pretty distinguished award, really. You know, it's I think it's somewhere between the Nobel Peace Prize and a good old slap on the back. So this is the fifth one that I've given out. And the first time I did it, it was kind of Major Broering's year, you know, but then I was the mayor the first year, and he had awarded that to the Fort Recovery Community Club, who obviously was a well-deserved winner, and all the things that they have done for us in the past and continue to do for us today. And then the second year was my first year, and I had a tough time, because we had put the wall memorial wall in, and then we also had the 225, which was a huge year for us. So there was a tie between the 225 committee and the Veterans Plaza committee. And, you know, obviously we're proud of that big time. And we'll never forget the 225, or we'll have the wall to look at for years to come. The third year I gave it to the first responders, who obviously do an outstanding job here in our community and continue to do so. And last year it was given to the park board. So if you guys haven't been to the parks here for a while, they deserve your attention. You need to go out and take a look at them. They're absolutely beautiful, and they continue to get better year by year. So that gets me to tonight, and I'm pretty sure everybody will agree with me on who the winners are this year, but I gave the award to the committee on the Win on the Wall Bash, or the WOW as we know them. And this group of guys and gals came up with an idea to raise some money for the Fort Recovery Athletic Booster Club. And what an idea it was, huh? They put together one hell of a weekend and hit the nail on the head perfect. So I believe what they may have done is possibly created a monster. And I can see this event being an annual mainstay for years to come. So this group put in endless hours of thinking and planning, and it paid off big time. Not only did they raise a substantial amount of money for the boosters, but I think it opened bigger opportunities as we grow off of that first one. And I couldn't believe how smoothly it went, you know, for the first year with all those people and stuff. You never know how things are going to turn out, but it went very smooth. And I was very proud of all the volunteers from the school, from the, you know, the community that all went down there and helped, threw in their helping hands. It couldn't have went any better. So it was quite impressive, you know, indeed, to watch that weekend go on. Although I don't know how we hit that weekend. It was unbelievable, the weather. It was great. And I think, you know, giving this award to them tonight, I don't think this will be the last one that they ever get if they continue to make this thing go. So I'm going to announce these guys and have them all up here on stage before you give them a round of applause. But let me get this award. And, well, I got their names right here, actually. So if you guys would want to come up on stage, that would be great. On the WOW committee, we have Jonas Foote. We have Cole Wendell, Ryan and Lori Tin. We have Kip and Michelle Deuce. We have Jake Garkey. We have Chad Fowler, Connor Ramble, Craig Evers, Jeff Wendell, Jim Toby, Rob Mollenkamp, Ross Overman, Ryan Steinbrenner, and Todd Post. So if you guys could come up here, that would be great. Who's the president? Who's the head guy? Dennis? There you go, my friend. Very good. Congratulations, guys. You did an awesome job. I've got one of these certificates, I think, for everybody, and I don't know if everybody's here. Yeah. Oh, everybody's got their own something there?
Thank you.
This one's Chad's. Who's going to take the guys that aren't here? So very good. Give these guys a round of applause for job well done. All right. There's a few other winners here tonight. Obviously, we have the most improved dwelling and the most improved residential property and the commercial property. And I want to tip my hat to those guys, too. So great job by everybody, and thank you for coming. And I think that's all I got.
All righty. Well, if the Mayor's Award is somewhere between a Nobel Peace Prize and a pat on the back, I think this WOW weekend was somewhere between a backyard barbecue and Woodstock. I heard it was one good, crazy time. All right, maybe Ted Romer's he's making his way up here to give the Beautification Awards. These are sponsored by Four Recovery Lumber Company, Nature's Green Nursery, and the Four Recovery Insurance Agency. So anything to build, enhance, or protect your home, please support our local businesses. What do you think, Ted? I'm working on a sponsorship deal, so work me up there.
Thank you, Ed. You know, I've been coming to these banquets since, I looked at the program, I think 1992, and I don't think I've missed a year since then, and Randy Diller's sitting out there. I better, Doc and I go through this every year, I think, but I don't think I've missed a banquet since 1992, since I started coming to these. And it's always such a great uplifting evening, I mean, just to be able to celebrate with the members of the community, their accomplishments, and what that means to the community. But just tonight, just sitting here, just listening to Mayor Kaup, everything kind of just came together. I mean, just the perspective. I mean, the people that are represented in this room are here on, you know, for so many different reasons. I'm looking at Ryan Tin, for example. You know, he was recognized tonight as a village employee, an integral part of what happens here in the village. He was just up here on the stage, part of the successful WOW committee and bringing that to the community. And I'm going to have the honor to recognize Ryan and Lori in here in just a little bit with a Beautification Award. So there's so many, you know, integral ties throughout this. You talk about the WOW committee. And I remember that weekend getting to be one of the ball pullers, pulling the numbers out. I was up there on the stage with our Citizen of the Year, Greg Lefevre, and our Hall of Fame inductee tonight, Joe Fowler. I didn't realize I was in such elite company at the time. But so it's just kind of neat to see how everything comes together. And there's just a wealth of talent and skills and just generosity in this room. So I just want to thank everybody for playing your role to make this such a great community. So it's my honor at this time, as the chairman of our Beautification Committee, to recognize some members of our community for their outstanding achievements to beautify their properties, which is a compliment not only to their neighborhoods, but to the entire community. It's kind of interesting this year because our three winners, of the three winners, two of them are actually receiving their second beautification award. And that's not necessarily a coincidence. I think it stands to reason that if they did something to show pride in their community once, they're not going to just do that once. They're going to continue to do that. And that's very evident here with our award winners tonight. So my first award goes out to our Most Improved Dwelling Award, which is Steve and Susie McCain. And I see Steve out there. Steve, if you could join me up here on the stage. Steve and Susie reside at 205 North Elm Street, which, in case you're not familiar with that property, it's on the west side of Monument Park. I think they probably have one of the most beautiful and spectacular views in town from their front porch. And with the recent renovations that they've done to their property, I think if you're standing in Monument Park looking to the west, you'll see one of the most beautiful views of a property that's been enhanced and improved in town also. Very unique home. A lot of, I think, historical significance with that home. It's one of the few homes with an original clay tile roof still on it. And Steve and Susie were honored with an improvement award probably 8-10 years ago when they completely repainted and tried to preserve the historical integrity of the home. And as we all know, paint doesn't last forever. So I think they found a little bit more permanent fix this time when they resided it and basically got the thing back to pristine shape, probably the way it would have looked in its heyday. So please help me congratulate Steve and Susie McCain on their Most Improved Dwelling Award. Each of our beautification winners is also going to be receiving a commendation from Representative Susan Manchester's office also. Connor's going to be presenting those to them. As Doc mentioned, these awards are sponsored by Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, and Nature's Green Nursery. And each of the recipients is going to be receiving a $25 gift certificate from each of those sponsors as well. The second beautification award is our Most Improved Residential Property. And this is also a two-time winner, Ryan and Lori Tin. When they acquired their property on 49 south of town here several years ago, the old West Curtis Furniture Store building and then West Curtis Cabinet building, they originally converted it into a couple of apartments. And we recognized them that year with a commercial improvement award, but since then they have turned it into their own residence. So now they're being recognized with the Most Improved Residence Award. And they've done a great job there. If you haven't been there by their place lately, I think they've just added a pool within the last year or so. But it's made a beautiful property. You never guessed that it was a furniture store and a cabinet shop at one point. So that is at 1850 State Route 49. That's 49 South. I said North, but that's 49 South. So please join me in recognizing Ryan and Lori Tin on their Most Improved Residential Property Award. And our last beautification award is the Most Improved Commercial Property Award. And we don't always have the exact same three awards every year. Sometimes it just depends on what has gone on in the community. And we certainly don't want to miss any of our business owners and people who are taking pride in their commercial properties to keep their downtown looking nice. And so this year we had a very obvious candidate for that, and that's Chad and Ann Guggenbiller. Chad and Ann, of course, were previous owners of the Wayne Street IGA, and did a great job taking care of that business while they had it. But they had also about that time acquired the old fire station, the old Fort Recovery Fire Department on North Wayne Street. And if it's such a major improvement there, and it's just so neat to see what they've done. They've taken an older historic building, and I think if you dig far enough back into the history, I think on the second story of that building at one time, the council chambers, I believe, were there, the village offices. I think they even had a jail up there. Was that old cell that was downstairs? Okay. Okay. So a lot of neat history in that building that they've been able to preserve. at this point, I believe they've converted the second story into a couple apartments. And I know Ann's getting her parents to move to Fort Recovery. So I'm sure that they've soaked in a lot of what Fort Recovery has to offer over the years, and that wasn't a hard decision for them to make. So great job. I know there's going to be some space available on the ground floor at some point, maybe for some business. So we commend you on all your efforts and your commitment to making that property very, very attractive in the downtown. So please join me in congratulating Chad and Ann Guggenbiller. Okay, it's also my honor to recognize our 2020 Raby Memorial Scholarship. And that's given out every year to a graduating senior from Fort Recovery High School. It's a $500 scholarship award. And my son Cameron was actually fortunate enough to receive that scholarship last year. So as a parent who's helping a child through college now with those expenses, I can speak as a parent that we definitely appreciated that. And before I tell you all about Allie, who is the daughter of Amy and Eric Kaiser, I also want to tip my hat to Amy, because as our guidance counselor at the high school, Amy's played a very integral part every year in helping to facilitate the scholarship. I send her the application around the middle of the end of January. She distributes those and collects the applications for us. So without your help, Amy, we wouldn't be able to do this. So thank you very much. So again, our scholarship this year is Miss Allie Kaiser. And Allie, if you'd like to make your way up onto the stage here with me, I will share a little bit about Allie's tenure here at Fort Recovery High School. Like I said, she is the daughter of Eric and Amy Kaiser. She intends to major in middle childhood education. And at the time of her application, she indicated she was undecided between Bowling Green State University and the University of Dayton. And I think she said her decision was going to hinge on which basketball team had the best record at the end of the season. So guess where Allie's going? As a four-year varsity football and basketball cheerleader, you should have a lot to cheer about with your Flyers. So good luck with that. In addition to cheering, Allie was active in the art club, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, choir. She's a very talented singer. If you've been around any of the football games, basketball games, anywhere that the national anthem is sung, you've surely heard Allie sing the national anthem before. She's also the youth choir director at Mary Helper Christian's Church for the last 5 years, so you've probably heard her singing talents at church also. She's been a member of the Drama Club, Future Teachers of America, National Honor Society, Principals Advisory Committee, and Student Council. In addition to serving the community as the youth choir director, she was also a five-year participant in the St. Anthony Dinner Theater. And she's been responsible for helping to organize the school's school-wide blood drive. The list goes on. It's very obvious that Allie is not only a good student by maintaining over a 4.0 GPA, she's very committed, very active. She's very committed to the community. She received the Fort Recovery High School Silver Outstanding Service Award her freshman year, the Gold Award her sophomore and junior year, and I'm guessing they probably haven't awarded those yet for senior year, but there's probably another Gold Award in there, I'm sure, the senior year. So I'm sure that this scholarship is going to be the first of many scholarships that Allie's going to be receiving to help her further her education in middle childhood development at the University of Dayton. I just want to read here real briefly from her essay. We ask everybody to submit a brief essay and kind of give you an idea of what inspired her to pursue a degree in education. She starts out by saying, "The teachers I've had throughout my tenure at Fort Recovery High Schools have not only been phenomenal educators, but extraordinary people. By majoring in education, I hope to build off the legacy my teachers have instilled in me." So again, good models, and I'm sure that you'll follow right down that path, Allie. So Allie, we'd like to congratulate you and award you with the 2020 Clarence and Ruth Raby Memorial Scholarship.
Well, Ted asked me to say a few words, and I'm not much of a public speaker, but here I am. So I actually made my college decision this Friday. So I'm going to be going to the University of Dayton this fall, and I actually think I might be going into high school English education now. So changed that a little bit since when I sent this in. But the money will definitely go to good use. UD is very expensive, so yeah. But I know I couldn't do any of this without the support of, you know, the community and all these people that are here that are supporting me. So thank you.
All righty, congrats again. I'm going to get some sleep eventually. Congratulations again, Allie. And boy, you know, Chad, some parents threaten their kids with time out. Others can say, you know, we've got this old jail that if you don't behave, kids. All righty, well, now it is time. I've whipped up, for your pleasure, a top 10 list. All right, and this year's top 10 list, I had the privilege of becoming a new grandfather. I've got little Harrison, who's 11 months old, and little Clay, who's 6 months old. So tonight's top 10 is the top 10 observations from a new grandfather. All right, number 10, rolling over is encourage, then it's discourage. You're like, oh, come on, roll over. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. And 10 minutes later, while the video's still running, you can do it. Hey, fantastic. Then you're trying to change their diaper. Quit rolling over. Come on, quit rolling over. Number 9, it's not a handlebar mustache until it's a handlebar mustache, because they're there, they're exploring your face, and then it's, okay, Lego, come on, Lego. Number 8, feeding cereal, it's like 2 steps forward, 1 step backwards, right? You're shoving it and it's coming out, you know, you're not feeding your child, you're just spackling their lips, you're just kind of working it around there, eventually it goes in. Number 7, they're spending the night and you startled from a loud cry, then relieved that it's not the tornado siren. Number 6, you fall back to sleep to the sound of your daughter getting up, relieved it's not your job. Number 5, you can't wait till they get teeth to hold the spit in. It's like my daughter gave birth to a Saint Bernard. It just keeps coming and coming. But I have learned, keep your mouth closed while you're holding them up. Number 4, it's not a pacifier, it's a grenade pin, right? 3, 2, 1, there you go, dear. Number 3, you're buying golf shoes and your mind just kind of wanders, gee, I wonder if this comes in a 6 months. You know, it looks so cute. Number 2, with boys, every diaper change is Russian roulette. Harrison will look at me like Dirty Harry. Okay, I might have peed a minute ago, or I might have peed an hour ago. But what you need to know is I just drank a full bottle. So how lucky do you feel, punk? How lucky do you feel? And the number 1 observation from a new grandpa, it's never too early to get an I Love Grandpa tattoo. You know, the rub-on ones, you know. Yeah, I thought Helen was going to pass out over there. Because you can't give a 6-month a tattoo, right? That'd be wrong, right? Right, that'd be wrong. Right, yeah. All righty, back to the program. All right, next we have Connor that's going to come out and present the Business of the Year Award to Fort Recovery Lumber.
All right, before I forget, I do want to read the statement from Representative Susan Manchester. She was not able to make it this evening, but I was I've already been passing out accommodations from her, and she wanted to say that she wants to extend a great congratulations to all tonight's award recipients, as well as thank the Chamber for their hard work in 2019. It's great to know a Village of Fort Recovery is constantly caring for the local community and remaining civically engaged on a state level. Thank you for your commitment to the Village, she says. So, thank you. All right, and as Doc said, I do have the honor to introduce the 2019 Business of the Year Award, and I will start with this. So, tonight is my honor to... Oh, I already said that. I'm sorry. I'm reading from a script and trying to make this up as I go, so bear with me. Tonight, it is my honor to present the 2019 Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year to Fort Recovery Lumber. Fort Recovery Lumber Company was organized in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and was located on Broadway Street. The franchise was incorporated in June of 1915, and Lewis Moeller, who moved to Fort Recovery from Minster, was the president and manager of the company. Is there any relationship with the Moeller there? No? Okay, I just thought that was ironic. Lewis had previously managed the Minster Lumber Company for 8 years prior. Lewis's brother brother-in-law, Peter Van Bosch, joined the company as vice president several years later and was part owner until 1951. Lewis remained president and manager of the company until his death in June of 1954. After the death of Lewis Moeller, the presidency was voted to William Kanapke and Albert Bupp. Albert Bupp was made secretary treasurer. On January 11th, 1949, a fire broke out on the Broadway Street dwelling and was thought to be extinguished, but at approximately 5 a.m. the next morning, the building was again on fire and only the safe and contents were saved. The loss was to be estimated $100,000. In May of 1949, a new building was reopened for the business. Later in 1968, Albert's son, David Bupp, joined the business, and his oldest son, James, was appointed director the year after. William Kanapke's son, Richard, joined the company in 1973 and was then appointed director. And in 1974, the land was purchased on Wabash Road north of town. And in the next several years, seven buildings were built there for the company to grow and expand. And then tragically, on October 20th, 1979, the acting director, Richard Kanapke, was killed in a boating accident. Later that year, the Broadway Street and State Route 49 buildings were vacated and sold. Finally, in 1980, the entire operation was moved out to the north side of town at 2550 Wabash Road. Later in 1980, James and David Bupp acquired stock of William and Enda Kanapke and continued onward with the business. Now, in 2004, the business was purchased by the fourth generation, Brian Bupp, the son of James Bupp, and Chris Moeller, the son-in-law of David Bupp. There's much more history here that could be told, but I wanted to get into much of the reason why the Fort Recovery Lumber Company was selected to receive the Business of the Year. It always seems that wherever we go in town, they have lended a helping hand. Whether the hand was in the form of financial help, donated materials, or their personal time, Fort Recovery Lumber has been a longtime staple in the community. I personally have experienced their generosity in a couple of different ways. The 225th Quasque Bicentennial drama relied on the lumber company heavily for their materials used to construct our stage and backdrops. For those of you who were there, you know what kind of a deal that was. It was quite large. The majority, if not all, of those materials, I believe were donated to the committee for us to use. So we appreciate that, and thank you guys for that. Fort Recovery Lumber is also a huge supporter of the Fort Recovery Schools and Athletic Boosters. As I now hold the responsibility of the treasurer for the Athletic Boosters, I can personally attest that the Lumber Company has donated to many of our projects, things like our scoreboards and other various items that you may see here throughout town. So we thank you for that as well. Without that, we couldn't do these fundraising efforts. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has been a longtime supporter of the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee and the Ambassador Tractor Pulls. So I want to thank you guys for all the support you've shown our community in the past, and it's very much appreciated. The Lumber Company currently employs 16 employees. They offer services like architectural design, delivering services, and estimating for all jobs and projects alike. Some of their products consist of doors, windows, shingles, sidings, metals, and hardware, and I'm sure plenty more, but that's what I found on your website to use. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great honor that I present the 2019 Business of the Year Award to Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Here tonight representing the Lumber Company are owners Brian Bupp and Chris Moeller. So, gentlemen, come on up.
Since our mayor's speech went kind of long, they asked me to cut mine short, so I will oblige. Seriously, on behalf of my family and the Chris and Lisa Moeller family, we would like to offer a sincere thank you to the chamber for this award. It has truly been our honor to serve Fort Recovery and the surrounding area for the past 100 years. And it is our sincere hope that we can continue to do so for the next 100 years. So, Connor in the chamber, thanks for this award.
All righty. Jose, why don't you start working your way up here? As I introduced, or as I said before, I was in Australia, and one of the things they do is they drive on the left side of the roads. So that was kind of thrilling. You know, you'd be kind of going, you could be going straight, and then they have roundabouts too. So you're like, man, you know, do I stay in the middle lane? You know, do I go far left? Well, you know, what do I do? It's kind of like being a Democrat on a Tuesday. All righty. Next, I'd like to introduce Jose Fowler, and he's going to present the Hall of Fame Award to Joe Fowler.
All right. So, for those of you that know Joe, you will recognize some of his passions when I read these off here. Obviously, there's his family, the Cleveland Browns, the Dayton Flyers, Ohio State Buckeyes, the Fort Recovery Indians, and of course, the Fort Recovery community. However, I would say outside of his family, I would argue that Joe's biggest passion is helping people. Joe's not the kind of person who separates his passion from his job. He made himself available to share his job skills and knowledge by doing things like presenting at career days at school or going in to talk to classes to share financial advice and answer questions from the students. In addition, he demonstrates his passion for helping people by meeting his customers whenever or wherever they decide the time is right. Could be evenings or weekends, it could be at their house, you know, wherever they need. And he's also not the kind of guy who treats customers like a number. He's always willing to work with them to figure out a way to try to help them solve their situation. So, one such instance that I can remember Joe being especially proud of was working with a customer to find them a way to finance their house. And he didn't give me too many details, but I vividly remember this one where he said it wasn't a typical situation, but he was able to work with this customer so that they could achieve their dream of owning a house. And he said that sometime later, they mentioned to him that he was a real-life George Bailey. And so for some of you, the may not, George Bailey was the savings and loan guy from the movie It's a Wonderful Life. But you could just see from his face and the look, the pride in his voice and look in his face, that that's where his passion really showed up, you know, really helping people. So Joe was able to combine this passion for helping people with another one of his passions, which was the Fort Recovery community, during the past 25 years. So he moved back home around 1995, and he's been extremely active in the community ever since. So I have here just a few, some of the organization's activities and positions that he's participated in that time. He's been the president of the Academic Boosters for 15 years. He was the treasurer for the Athletic Boosters for more than 20 years. He served terms as president and vice president for the Lions Club, and which is now the community club where he's been secretary. Some of the activities with those organizations, he participated in fish fries, parking cars at tractor pulls, haunted havens, building putt-putt holes, and all kinds of other things. He served 3 terms as president and 3 terms as vice president of the Chamber of Commerce. He's also been treasurer of the Chamber of Commerce. He's been on the finance committee for Mary Help a Christian's Church. For a period of time, he was the treasurer for Cub Scouts, and he's coached multiple different youth sports. I'm sure there's other things, but that's the list I put together. Beyond helping people, those of you that know Joe, we'll know he has quite a sense of humor. And I have a recent email exchange that demonstrates his sense of humor here, where he said, "Ted Romer told me that if you volunteer a lot, the only way to get out of doing things is to either die or move." And so I replied back, and I said that I'm glad that you chose to move. And he says, "Yes, I carefully weighed the 2 options, and I went with life. Because I have to stick around for when the Browns win the Super Bowl and not the one that happens on draft day." So without further ado, I'm proud to present my hero, Hall of Famer, Joe Fowler.
okay, now I got to rewrite this because you took one of my stories. And yeah, Ted, we get used to it. I wanted to thank Jose for that introduction. It's a little tough to follow that. I'd like to congratulate all the recipients tonight and thank the Chamber for the award. I got to skip through what he just said. If you guys look through this at the list of the Hall of Fames in the past, it's a very impressive list of people, and I'm really honored to be just mentioned with them. Many of the group was in here tonight, and I know the vast improvements our village has made from the time I was in high school to now is a direct result of their leadership, dedication, vision, hard work over the years. Obviously, it's taken the energy of others too, but if you look through this list, take this home tonight and look at it. I mean, it's quite a list of who's who in this town, and we've got a lot to be proud of. I think all of us should be blessed to be in a community like this. I remember telling my kids when they were little that they should appreciate growing up in such a safe town, attending schools with dedicated teachers, and knowing your neighbors will help you out in a time of need. The sense of togetherness in our community is really strong. If anyone doubts that, go somewhere else. My daughter-in-law, Lauren, her father is a retired minister, and his last stint was in Portsmouth. And any of you that know anything about that, at one time it was a thriving area due to coal and steel. And as we know, those industries have kind of died out a little bit. And I've discussed with her father several times the cultural and socioeconomic differences between the two places, and we are so lucky. So count your blessings to have such a great place to live in. The organizations I've been involved with over the years have done a lot of amazing things, but to do them require the involvement of many, some a little bit, some a lot, some more than me. I hope I've left a positive mark, and even though I'm leaving, I will always bleed purple. I mean, it's not going to ever get out of here. It's going to be tough to leave. I kind of want to get on to thank yous. Bill Martin, the president of Mercer Savings Bank, was here. I had no idea he was coming. But I want to thank the bank for giving me the flexibility and the resources to be as actively involved as I have been over the years. I want to thank Randy Diller and Ted Romer personally, because there's been many times when I needed a question answered or some ideas to bounce off, and I knew I could count on those guys for common sense advice. I want to thank my family for being here to help me share with the award. Jose and Stacy and the boys, thank you for coming. You were one of the toughest parts about this decision to leave. And Leo and Will, I'm sure you're bored to death, and you'd probably almost rather spend 3 hours in school than 3 hours on one of these things. I want to thank my kids, who I love and I'm so proud of. My son Derek and his wife Lauren are here, and my daughter Andrea and her husband Jesse. My daughter Renee was going to fly in and surprise me with her husband Tom, but this stupid coronavirus, they live on the West Coast, that kind of put an end to that, but I know they're here in spirit. My three grandkids, in case you heard them kind of muddling around over there, Alistair, James, and Sarah, it's really cool that they could be here tonight. I'm guessing that it's getting close to two of their bedtimes, and they're probably ready to go. I want to thank my wife, Barb. The confidence in me has made me be able to accomplish things I never thought I could. Your strength and support over the years has been an inspiration. I truly love you. And sorry to end like this, but I just want to thank you again, and I will get out so Greg can cheer things up.
Thank you.
righty. Congratulations again. I've known him both personally and professionally, and he's just been top-notch in both areas. And again, thank you for not making me move the mic. it was interesting. The list of fine family and all those winning three sports teams. I neglected to recognize the other nominees for this same award, the Hall of Fame award. That was Ryan and Lori Tin, Nick Schwiederman, and Paul Rohrer. All righty, and being a parent definitely made me a better pediatrician. Now, being a grandpa makes me a contemporary pediatrician because there is just all kinds of new stuff. I mean, stuff I didn't even know. It's, as we were talking earlier, it's surprising our children even lived. All the new rules and stuff like that, and some of the medical stuff I know and supposed to know. But I just kind of had fun with it with my new kids because right away there's something called tummy time. They're supposed to do tummy time, develop their back muscles. So even all the newborns, even right away, they're supposed to be on their bellies. So, I got my poor, 1 month old Clay, who weighs about 5 pounds. And I'm like, come on, he's just hating. And he's like, Grandpa, this really would be a lot more fun. And he's thinking, if my head wasn't half my body weight. And they've got these new noise machines to fall asleep. They get out the iPad, and there's this, soothing forest sounds of the sloshing of the ocean against the beach, Now, my kids, all they had to fall asleep to was me sawing logs and flushing the toilet. And sippy cups now, they're really well constructed. They've got this little rim, that they're supposed to kind of chomp down on a little bit to get some liquids. I'm like, I'm getting into my six-month-old, and he's like, nothing's happening here. What am I supposed to do? I'm thinking, how do I communicate this to a six-month-old? And call me nuts, but is teaching a kid to bite down to get his liquid a good thing for a breastfeeding child? I'm not quite following that. But being spill-proof is a good idea, because obviously, my kids, they would drop it. And, they're at the top of their sippy cups, which is basically just lids with a spout, So, they're like Father Ned at Easter. They're like, a little for you. Oh, there's the couch. Let's get that juice on there, So I get it, but I don't know. And my final fun thing is the video surveillance where the moms can just actually see their kids in there sleeping. And you know what they're doing. They're like, as soon as their mom's ready to fall asleep, they're like, wait for it. Mom ain't never getting no sleep. Moms never do. All righty. Now, our next award here is going to be the Citizen of the Year Award. And other nominees for this award, for the Citizen of the Year Award, was Mary Diller and Pastor Quentin Elsie. So Julie Bruns, why don't you come? Yeah, a little round of applause to them. All right, so Julie is making her way up here to present the Citizen of the Year Award to Greg Lefevre.
Well, I don't have a top 10 list, but I do have a little trivia for you tonight. All right. So, as you already know, Greg Lefevre has been chosen as a 2019 Citizen of the Year. Many of you have probably worked or volunteered with Greg, but do you really know him? Consider this. Our citizen, still to this day, holds a Fort Recovery High School record in a sport. Do you know which sport? The answer is golf. Greg made it to regionals and narrowly missed state by 2 strokes. So close. Our citizen was in marching and concert band under the direction of Ted Shuttleworth and was section leader. Guess which instrument he played? I heard it. Baritone. He was an excellent section leader, I know from experience, and the year was 1989-90. Our citizen loves his ice cream. Of all Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors, guess which flavor he would order? Vanilla. Our citizen traveled to Rice Lake in Canada every summer with his grandma and grandpa Myring, aunts, uncles, and cousins. While driving the boat and pulling his cousins on skis and tubes, guess which area of the lake he would choose to wipe out his innocent cousins. After first making them go airborne, he would dump them in the weeds. And you thought Greg was an angel. Nope. To help you further get the picture of our new Citizen of the Year, picture this. Our citizen drove a red 87 Chevy Z24 in high school. Our citizen was a Bengals fan and was seen more than once doing the icky shuffle. Our citizen was voted most likely to succeed by his fellow classmates. And our citizen was Fort Recovery class valedictorian in 1990. So now maybe you know the real Greg just a bit better. A homegrown boy, Greg became active in his community and church at an early age. The role of volunteerism was demonstrated and modeled by his parents, Cy and Helen Lefevre. Whether helping at the museum, tractor pulls, or serving mass at St. Paul's Church in Sharpsburg, Greg was always the kid that did these with a cheerful heart, not because he had to. After graduating in 1990 from Fort Recovery High School, he took these values with him and went on to join the Fighting Irish, earning a degree in computer engineering. While at the University of Notre Dame, he continued to serve others by becoming a big brother in the Big Brother Big Sisters program. Lucky for us, after graduating from Notre Dame in 94, he returned to Fort Recovery. He worked at Fort Recovery Equipment alongside his dad, Brother Tom, Uncle Bud, Aunt Marg, and Uncle Dave, until 2003 when he became general manager of JR Manufacturing. He is currently the owner of Raymath, a manufacturing company in Troy. Greg is one of those people that everyone knows due to his involvement in the community. This past year, he served as president of the Community Foundation, president of the school board, and president of St. Paul Parish Council. His calm demeanor and positivity, combined with his decision-making skills, make him an excellent leader and businessman. Perhaps someday we'll convince him to run for public office. Greg is also actively involved with the Fort Recovery Community Club, athletic boosters, music boosters, academic boosters, and Fort Recovery Historical Society. He has coached his children's sporting events numerous times and occasionally lends his voice to Fort Recovery Radio. As a school board member, where he currently serves as vice president, he advocates for the schools and constantly looks for ways to support the needs of students, staff, and community. You can find Greg and his family at boys and girls basketball, volleyball, and football games, swim meets, choir and band concerts, and most student events. He proudly shows his support for Fort Recovery schools. Greg has previously served on the Mercer and Dark County Hospice Board, the 225 Committee, which we all know was a huge undertaking. When the community needs volunteers, he is one of the first in line. He is a doer and gets the jobs not only done, he gets them done well. Greg stays humble and calm no matter what is thrown at him. He is always positive and optimistic, which are all traits we can strive to attain. Another admirable trait is his faith. Greg is active at St. Paul Catholic Church, where he serves as lector and religion teacher. He has taught the senior class for over 20 years, and as previously mentioned, just completed his term as parish council president. He also spearheaded St. Paul's 150th anniversary celebration. His involvement in Fort Fiat, the cluster youth group, is another prime example of his service. He lives his faith daily and models it for others. Greg's family is his pride and joy. He and his wife, Toni, have been married for 16 years and have four amazing kids, Isaac, Jossie, Reese, and Cam. Greg and Toni, because behind every great man is a great woman, have modeled the importance of volunteerism, generosity, and kindness. Just as Greg followed his parents' example, Greg and Toni's children are following theirs. This is leadership at its best, and the kind of cycle Fort Recovery deserves and values. Thank you, Greg, for your commitment and service to Fort Recovery. Please join me in congratulating the 2019 Citizen of the Year, Mr. Greg Lefevre.
Doc, I didn't have to raise this either, so I'm good. You know, I'm involved, obviously, in lots and lots of things, and so whether many of you know it or not, I'm really not one who likes attention, so I don't know if I should thank Julie or give her evil looks all night tonight for nominating me at this point. Obviously, I am. I'm involved in lots and lots of things, and the thing I hear the most, I think, at home is, Dad, you have another meeting to go to. So I have to thank, obviously, my kids and my wife for putting up with all the time that I don't spend at home, because obviously I spend a lot of the time going to lots of other places, and it's all for good things, and they're very good with it. We spend a lot of time late nights doing homework and stuff, don't we, guys? So, obviously, I'm very honored to receive this award, and I appreciate those on the committee and the chamber and everything who have given me this award. You know, it puts me, more than anything, on a list of people, as Joe said earlier, a list of people who have done some just amazing things for the community. It's easy for me to look back and see that list of people and understand why the community is what the community is, with all the people who have given so much time and so much energy to making it what it is. You know, when Connor called me first, and he'll probably remember this, or at least texted me, I ignored it. I didn't even answer it at that point in time, because Connor is directing the passion play for the cluster right now, and I'm one of the teachers, and so I assumed he was calling me about that, but it was like 3 weeks away till we were going to start. It wasn't even on my radar yet, and so I just kind of ignored the call, and he was kind of persistent and gave me a call, and he told me, and, you know, of course, my reaction is probably what most people that get the award is, you know, why me? Well, why now? You know, there's so many other people that are really deserving of all this, and you know, so when I was getting ready to decide what I was going to say here tonight, you know, that thought went through my mind is, why do I have that thought of, you know, why me, you know, why not somebody else at this point in time? And it mostly comes back to, because what I do, being involved with lots of different things, is really kind of normal life to me. And it's be mostly because it was modeled that way from my mom and dad. You know, Mom is a past Citizen of the Year. Dad's in the Hall of Fame. I can go forward with Aunt Nancy and Aunt Sharon and Uncle Jim, who are all either in the Hall of Fame or were Citizen of the Year at that point. And even friends and families. You know, I see Jerry Kaup out there. And, you know, some of the clubs that I've been involved in and stuff, it's because Lori or Jerry asked me if I was interested, or Charlie Hine asked me if I was interested, or Jim or Sharon or Mom or Dad or whatever coerced me into helping and doing something at this point in time. You know, I teach CCD because Mom was a director and she asked me if I wanted to be involved. And the foundation, I think, was Lori Kaup asked me if I was interested in being in that and everything. So, you know, what you start to find out, and, you know, I like to read more business type books and such, is that they always say you're a mixture of the 5 or 10 people that you are around the most. And it's pretty easy to understand that. You know, I became who I am and become involved in all the things that I do because of all the people that I'm around. You know, the people that have volunteered all their time and helped make Fort Recovery better and to do all those things. You know, and I look down the list of the people, the awards tonight, and, you know, Chad and I have been great friends forever, and Eric and Amy are here tonight, and I've been great friends with them forever, and Joe, I stole him away from the bank for a little while and had him come work for me at JR for a little while, and, you know, I go down that list, and as Ted Romer said, we all, you know, got up there together at the stage at the WOW, and the WOW people asking me to be a part of that. So, you know, it's so easy to be able to be involved when you have all these people asking and all good people, people that you want to be involved with and things that you want to do things with. So, you know, and what I'm, you know, happy to see as I was reflecting on this is thinking about, you know, the WOW committee, you know, I'll say younger people in general, and then you can, you know, go through and see, you know, a Nick Deuce or a Cliff Wendell or a Jill Andrews or a Jenny Smith or, you know, all these people that are involved in things through the community. That is that next generation, that the generation above us has set that standard, set that bar, passed that along to everybody, and now we get a chance to be involved. You know, I can remember Chad and I or Eric and Jeff and Alan and stuff talking that we were kind of that next generation of the community that could come back and do some things, and hopefully we've helped put our mark on it. So, you know, really, there's two last thoughts I'll bring about, and one of them deals with the school board, and I've loved being part of the school board and stuff, you know, but a lot of people will ask, you know, a lot of people will call it a very thankless job, and to some extent it is, but especially when there were more difficult times on the school board and stuff, people would come up and say, you know, aren't you regretting doing that, or, you know, you shouldn't do that, or whatever, and, you know, my response always has been, you know, I'd rather be on the inside knowing all the information and getting to make those decisions than to be on the outside questioning why they're doing this and what they're doing. And I think that's what drives you to start to volunteer and to do things. You know, I don't think you have an opportunity to criticize or question what's going on if you're not willing to be in the middle and be part of it. So, you know, to some extent, I like to do that so that I know what's going on and I can help try to make the best decisions. And really the last one is a Bible verse, is, you know, Luke 12:48 that says, to whom much is given, much is expected, and to whom much more is given, much more is expected. You know, and I think I've been surrounded by so many good people and so many things that I've been given so much that, you know, it's my job almost to give back and to do things. So, you know, I'll continue to be involved. Fort Recovery, obviously, is a very, very special place. I was happy to move back here after college and enjoyed, love raising my family and my kids here, and look forward to being part of it for a long, long time. So, again, to the chamber and to everybody who was involved, I really appreciate this award, and I thank you.
Yeah, congratulations again. You know, I think just listening to those words, it's not just the luck of the Irish, right? These are constant life choices. And I just always envy, as with a lot of people in this room, either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And it's that can-do attitude. And my last question is vanilla flavor? I always thought it was like anti-chocolate. No, it is a flavor. Okay, well, I learn something new every day. And I want to thank the sponsors again. And I neglected to thank the cooks right off the bat, which is definitely my bad. It was Mary Evers and her daughter-in-law, Mary Evers, who the turkey was generously donated by Cooper Foods. So a round of applause, please. I'm sorry they're not here to hear it. Yeah. And I want to thank Ryan and Lori Tin for offering to be the cooks, but they didn't want to do that. Yeah, that was a joke. I'm sorry. I could. You're in everything tonight. I couldn't help it. All right. And another final announcement too. The pictures tonight, the award winners. Before you leave, make sure the Daily Standard can get pictures of you. So certainly for the Citizen of the Year, the Hall of Fame, Business of the Year, Mayor's Community Service Award, Scholarship winner, they definitely hang around because they want to get pictures of you.